Good morning. I was born and raised in the faith. God had reached my parents before I was born. During my early childhood, I attended a Pentecostal church with my parents, and I practically grew up in Sunday school. This practice continued throughout my middle and high school years. During my middle school years, my parents placed me in a private Christian school, which provided middle and high school education. During my time at this school, I excelled academically. I attended chapels every Monday and Friday, and I attended Bible classes. I was also baptized in the eighth grade. My parents told me it was time for me to be baptized, although I was reluctant about the idea of being baptized. Ultimately, I followed through with the baptism in order to appease my parents. As life proceeded into my freshman year of high school, I continued to attend the chapels, and I continued to complete Bible classes. Evidently, my parents tried to live Proverbs 22:6, which refers to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. However, on the contrary, I began to heavily practice sin. I listened to worldly music, I cursed with my worldly peers during school hours, I lusted, I lied, I cheated, I stole, I coveted, and I lived a life of immorality, impurity, and vulgarity. Yet in this state, I still attended Sunday service with my parents. At this point, however, I thought it was a waste of time. I remember my dad scolding me for such statements. I would rather stay at home to watch the English Premier League, play video games, or complete homework. Further, at the beginning of my junior year of high school, I began to secretly adopt an atheistic worldview and reject Christianity. I cannot comprehend how the so-called Christians were the fortunate bunch of the world to have the only truth. I would think how foolish of those silly Christians. As a result, I began to arrogantly debate my Bible teachers during Bible classes. I began to dive into philosophy, and I became a burden to my Bible teachers. God bless them for their patience with me. My life at this point exemplifies 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. At this point in my senior year of high school, my parents were called, and I was referred to the school's principal. The principal had talked with me and prayed for me. The principal also reminded me that only professing Christians were allowed to continue at that school. I was on the verge of being kicked out. I decided to tone down my atheistic rhetoric and complete my senior year at that school. I did not do this because I desired to be there or because I believed in God. Rather, I feared an expulsion would ruin my college applications. Therefore, I was also deceitful. Before my senior year ended, I received a letter from Long Beach State University. I had been accepted into their criminology program. I was eager to start my education within one of America's most liberal campuses. I could not wait to finally put an end to the Christian chapter in my life. I remember one night as I showered, I told God the following: I do not believe that you are real, but in the case that you are, please leave me alone. Thank you. Shortly after that night, I stopped attending Sunday services with my parents. I only focused on my undergrad education. My life at this point exemplified Romans 8:5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. During my undergrad years, my sin increased. I engaged in immoral sexual acts with ungodly females who attended my classes. I coveted material possessions. I tried my best to denounce Christ. I attended events, parties that I should not have attended. And I established relationships with people who did not love God. And I indulged in everything that the world offered. I loved my sin, and I despised God at the same time. Overall, if I would have died then, I would have been judged heavily by most, if not all, of the Ten Commandments. Something interesting to note, however, in the middle of my debauchery, the thought of God would come to my mind almost every day. It was very annoying and comparable to a broken faucet that drips water every night as one tries to sleep. I desired to be free from the thought of God. However, God had other plans. During my junior year at Long Beach State, in God's sovereignty, somehow my parents began to attend a Dutch Reformed church in Paramount, California. This church belonged to the RCA denomination. I pinpoint this as a pivotal moment in my salvation. during that same year, at some point in my junior year, I began to understand that God was real. I was parked at a parking lot at my school, and I told God that I now understand that you exist. I can no longer deny that. However, I will not make it into your kingdom because I am a sinner who sins, and I cannot maintain your laws. Therefore, there is no point to try. I now attribute this erroneous thinking to my Pentecostal upbringing, which heavily preached a works-based salvation. I now digress. My parents encouraged me to attend the Reformed church that they attended. At that church, I cannot pinpoint when, but at some point, I understood the gospel of Christ. I understood that Christ had paid the cost of every single sin that I had committed in the past, that I committed in the present, and will commit even in the future. This was the best news I could have ever received, and it changed my life entirely. All I needed to do was place my faith in the work of Christ on the cross. My view on God changed instantaneously as well. He was no longer the great judge waiting for me to sin in order to revoke salvation for me. He was now my Father who loved me before I was born and who had given it all for me. I believed in Hebrews 7:27. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. My life began to change drastically. I no longer desired to live a life of sin. I desired to live for Christ and according to his will. I wanted to, and I want to be with the Lord forever and ever. I became a new man in Christ, although I'm not sure when. Although I still sin, my heart breaks when I do. In accordance with Romans 8:15, I go to the Father for help, for his forgiveness, for his counsel, for his wisdom, and for his redemption. I continuously pray, "Do not forget me, O Lord, when you come for your people." As I've continued to walk with Christ, my wife now has encouraged me daily. And I thank God above all for my parents who have always prayed for my salvation and my wife who keeps me in check every day. I now live according to this text, Romans 8:30. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. The reason why I'm here to be baptized is to declare before the brethren, before people, that I love Christ, I believe in Christ, my faith is in Christ, and for God to continue to do his will in my life.